Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. It's already Friday. I find that amazing. As Victor Davis Hanson writes today, in an increasingly unfree America, this is a frightening time, and I don't get frightened easily, as you know. I'm much more frightened by the end of freedom than I am by the COVID virus. I actually take seriously the Patrick Henry line, give me liberty or give me death. Because when you don't have a freedom, and the biggest freedom is freedom of speech, you are a biological creature. You are not a human. If you can't say what you think for fear of retribution, you become an eating and drinking and relieving being. But you have lost that which truly makes you human, the ability to express yourself. When I visited communist countries, that's what I was struck by, the relegation of human beings into this basically biological status. They woke up, they went to work, and they didn't get paid based on excellence, just on equality. They went home. They were monitored for speech at all times. The streets were very quiet because there's really not much to say to anybody in a totalitarian state. I was struck by that, by the number of people in the street in Moscow, let's say, and the lack of banter, certainly the lack of smiles. Because you're not human. So it's one of the reasons, though it's always been a problem in Russia, the drinking problem, but it's one of the reasons that it was exacerbated terribly, the amount of alcohol consumed in the Soviet Union, because there's nothing else to do. This is what the left does whenever it takes power. It ends freedom. Tucker Carlson last night had a musician on. The guy is a fairly popular musician. His name eludes me now, but it's not critical, although I would like to help him out. And he went to the rally, then went home, went to his hotel to take a nap. He never set foot in the U.S. Capitol. But it was publicized, because he's a public figure, he's a musician. It's publicized that he was at the rally. And the mob, the real mob, came out against... Ariel Pink? Yes, Ariel Pink, that is correct. And the mob went after the company that pays him, is on their payroll to be a musician. And they were attacked and death threats came and they let him go. He has no income now. He attended a peaceful rally. If you attend a peaceful rally for the right, whatever people can do to ruin your life, to destroy your income and your name, they will do. This is unprecedented, unprecedented. There was a brief period when this was what happened to active communists, people who supported Stalin, the second greatest mass murderer in history, the first greatest being Mao, in terms of numbers. Mao, Stalin, Hitler. That's why Victor Davis Hanson, not a man to throw rhetorical bombs, ends his piece today. It's tentacles, that is big tech. Its tentacles are strangling the thoughts and speech of an increasingly unfree America. People don't seem to care. The left doesn't seem to care. Even liberals, they don't seem to care about free speech. But as I said, that's what makes us who we are. Give me liberty or give me death makes sense. I don't want to live unfree. That's what do you do then? What makes you human? That you eat meals? You reproduce? Although that's rarer and rarer on the left, which is one of the good things about the left. They have chosen, in many cases, not to reproduce. Why bring a child into a world that the left has produced? That's really what it is about. We will make this world so much worse that it's not worth bringing a child into the world that we create. They don't say it that way. They don't even realize it. There's no self-awareness on the left. This is it's exponential every day. I mean, the increase in suppression. How do you suppress half the population? Well, it's easy. If you have all the levers of power, that's what was done. You know that people don't know this. A tiny percentage of the Russian population was in the Communist Party. I think it was like 4%, 5%. I don't remember. I'll look it up. There's a tiny percentage. It's very easy for a tiny percentage to control a vast number of people. If you have every apparatus of power, then you can do it. So at some point, though, there are enough Americans who actually cherish liberty and who do believe, give me liberty or give me death. And then you will have violence in the country. You can't suppress people's speech forever. Something will happen. I've warned about this all of my life. I've always known that most people think that I was exaggerating when I speak about the mortal threat that the left constitutes to civil order, to a good society. I would love to know who these anonymous mobsters are who threaten people's lives because you attended a Trump rally. That is what is involved here with the impeachment. The desire to, first of all, there's an emotional loathing of the man. Not because, quote unquote, he lied or he's a narcissist or any of that. No. It's because they couldn't control him. That whatever the left doesn't control, it hates. Whoever they don't control, they hate. I mean, hate. It's all phony about the charge that he leads to violence. I mean, as Victor Davis Hanson writes today, they have on the Twitter, they had, let's see, I always remember the head of Donald Trump, Kathy Griffin. She retweeted 2 days after the election last month, or 2 months ago. She retweeted the notorious picture of her holding a prop that looked like the bloody head of a decapitated Donald Trump. Did she lose her Twitter account? Is that incendiary? Earlier last year, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, tweeted out a call to his followers to destroy Israel. Both tweets passed the censorship rules of Twitter's 20-something judges in San Francisco. Trump has been banned, in contrast, for life from Twitter and barred indefinitely from Facebook. Okay. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I'm Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. This is a new America, and it's not America. The destruction over the last few years, and especially this last year, the combination of depriving people without any protest, basically, of their civil liberties, their right to even make a living in the name of safety, which has been accepted by apparently a majority of Americans. The correlation between lockdown and safety has eluded me on an empirical basis. In other words, I don't believe it, actually. California is supposedly an epicenter of the virus. It's been on lockdown for much of the year. It's unbelievable for me to say that. The solution to the destruction of the economy is to print more money. I mean, trillions and trillions of dollars of printed money backed by nothing. Absolutely nothing. Is there even any anticipation of paying down this debt? I doubt it. You just print more money to pay it. And if it weakens the dollar to the point where it ceases to be the most used currency in the world, so what? There's no thinking that America should be central. It's that's the idea of that is a MAGA idea, and that should be extirpated from the national consciousness. Yeah, the Ariel Pink story is up at the New York Post. Ariel Pink dropped by label for going to Trump rally, says he was asleep for riot. Doesn't matter. Now the people you who have attended a Trump rally will be destroyed if it is possible for the left to do so. There has been nothing like this in American history. And now they control everything. And the most important, there's something more important than the presidency, the Supreme Court, the Senate, and the House. It's called the media. When all information is packed with lies on behalf of a cause, the cause being the suppression of your liberty and the ascent to power of the left, I have realized that you can't battle that easily. That's a very major crisis. And when you do battle it, the vast numbers of people who went to Parler, that was squashed by big tech as well. That was one of the most important moments in American history. Americans want to disengage from the thugs who run big tech. And they can't do that even. You want your own place to talk? We will not allow you to do that either. The monopoly on information is also unprecedented in American history. I was a kid growing up in New York, I think there were, there were 9 newspapers in New York. I think I could even give you the names, but I won't bother you with it. So you had so many competing ideas at the newsstand every day. Today, for the average American, there is no competition of ideas. You only hear the ideas and the lies of the left. And your children are taught that. My daily appeal to you, you have an extremely self-interested reason not to send your child to a regular school, public or private. And that is the chances of their growing up to be an a-hole are increased the more they go to formal education in America. And the a-holianism will manifest itself in contempt for you. You are gambling with everything you have a child for. Why do you have a child? To perpetuate the species, to perpetuate the nation you live in, your religion, whatever it is you value. So if your child rejects everything you value, it is one of the most painful things a human being can endure. I speak to people, good, kind Americans who love this country, who love liberty, some of whom even love God, and their children think they're fascists. That's right. Because their child learned that mom and dad, or mom or dad, is a fascist. You have to learn to believe a lie. It doesn't happen before your eyes. The child knows mom or dad is a decent human being. But school has taught them that their parents are indecent. That's what you do when you send your child to a regular school in America today. So I push and advocate and promote homeschooling. The left will try to ban that as well. They are already banned it in Germany. Because the liberty is not a big value for the Western world any longer. Canada is a joke. Canada is more suppressive than the United States. It's ahead of us in the decline of a civilization. New Zealand is so far left that they refused to join with other English-speaking countries in condemning the Chinese suppression of Hong Kong. Bye-bye, Hong Kong. It's been taken over by a communist country. On a scale of 1 to 10, the Chinese takeover of Hong Kong bothers an American leftist at a 1. In other words, they are more bothered by some result in an NFL game than they are by the end of Hong Kong as a free state. And they think of themselves as a moral group. New Zealand is lost. Australia, civil liberties. I remember speaking in Sydney some years ago and being told by people there that the amount of trash that they put out has to be under a certain amount or they're fined. And I remember saying, you put up with this? Yeah, and these were wonderful people, people who agreed with me. It's why they invited me to speak in Australia. What are you going to do, right? Control the amount of trash you put out. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hello, my friends. Describing the reality unprecedented reality of deprivation of speech in this country. The cruelty, meanness, even sadism of many on the left is something we can't relate to. Our desire is not to destroy the individual who attends a left-wing rally. I mean, if they riot and destroy, that's one thing. But this musician that was on Tucker Carlson last night, he attended a peaceful rally. Ariel Pink, he attended a peaceful rally, went to his hotel room, was put up on social media, and has lost his ability to make a living. The organized hate, that's what leftism is. It's organized hate. And children are taught to hate. I could almost tell within 2 minutes, without talking anything hinting of politics, when I meet a young person, I could tell whether they have been brainwashed by the left or not. They're cynical. They're unhappy. They're angry. They don't have the spontaneity of youth. They don't have the joie de vivre of a child. Likewise, I could tell almost immediately if a kid has been homeschooled, where there's an openness to life, there is a cheerfulness, there is a wonderment of opening up one's eyes to the magnificence of the world. For a left-wing child, the world sucks. I almost never use that term, but I don't know of a better term, one that is more precise. That is how the left, that means your local school probably, raises your child. Because if your child goes to school, school almost always raises the child, not the parent. It's a time issue. They have much more time than you do with your child. Every parent knows how fast childhood passes. So to have the opportunity to be with your child a little more, and certainly during the years that they are open to ideas, to open their minds and open their hearts. The downside of your child being influenced by the left is not just the rejection of your values. They're not happy people. There is no such thing as a happy leftist. There are happy liberals, happy conservatives, no happy leftists. The most subversive speech I give when I go to a high school, for example, is on happiness. I gave it in one of the most prestigious high schools. Kids routinely go to the most prestigious colleges from this high school in the Los Angeles area. Some brave conservative kids organized my speaking there. I spoke on happiness. By the way, they were shocked. They wanted me to speak on politics because they never get a conservative speaker. But I was right. As soon as I told them that their feelings should not determine whether they're happy, I was giving them a conservative speech. That there is something higher than your feelings is subversive to the left. You act on how you feel, including happiness or anything else. So this is my daily appeal to you not to send your kid to a regular school because of the type of human being that will be produced by the left-wing teachers that they will almost undoubtedly have. Yes, indeed. Well, let's see here. Michael in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello.
Good morning.
Right.
You seem to be upset about Amazon not hosting Parler anymore. And I'm sure you're aware that there's a Parler suing Amazon. And Amazon has submitted documents to the court which indicate some of the kinds of statements that they
Good. All right, please do me a favor. Hold on. I have to take a break. I have no choice about that. I promise you, you are still on. Okay, all Dennis Prager here. I want to remind you about... All right, back to Colorado Springs. And Michael, thank you for holding on.
No problem. I'd like to read four short excerpts that Amazon objects to. I think you'll object to it as well. And I won't use any words that I'm pretty sure you don't want on your ear. Okay?
Thank you. Right.
Number one, shoot the police that protect these S-bag senators right in the head and then make the senator grovel a bit before capping they A. This C, referring to Elaine Chao, should be hung for betraying their country. When the firing squads are done with the politicians, the teachers are next. Fourth, last, Jack Dorsey, you will die a bloody death alongside Mark Zuckerturd. It has been decided and plans are being put
right.
in place.
Right. I hear you. They're disgusting, no, and they should not be allowed to send their hate on
them. I know a lot more about electrons than I do about the law, but I don't believe this is
protected. Right. Okay. So let me quickly say, because I got to go to a terrific guest, and so I'd like you to actually call back even the third hour. The amount of that, like the severed head of the president allowed on Twitter, they're very selective in whom they ban. That's the point that we believe is the issue. And in the final analysis, while those are irredeemably awful, freedom comes with scummy results. There's no such thing as perfect freedom. Only in heaven. All right, I have one of my favorite people on earth, not just in America, on earth, Carol Swain. Carol Swain is a former professor of political science and law at Vanderbilt and Princeton. She's host of Be the People podcast and presents the latest PragerU video, which is among the most touching of the 450 we've ever put up. It is only uplifting. Here, you ready, folks? Out of the 450 videos, every one of which I am proud of, out of the 450, if I was told one should be seen, I would say it's the one this week, Carol Swain's video, What I Can Teach You About Racism. Carol Swain, congratulations on your video.
Thank you so much, and your words are so moving, you're going to make me cry.
Wow. I like this. I love this woman, I should be more precise, so much. I traveled to Nashville just to speak at a fundraiser for her when she was running for mayor of Nashville. How's Nashville doing?
Well, Nashville is suffering like every city that's ruled by Democrats. And as far as our relationship, it's a mutual admiration.
Thank you.
I really appreciate what you do, your voice in the world, and it would be a far worse world and situation if you were not involved in the dialogue, trying to bring common sense to everyone else.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Tell me about Nashville.
Well, I mean, the mayor that was elected, we have a 34% tax increase that's in place. He's passing a $1.8 billion transportation plan, even though, you know, people are not working. We don't really have a traffic problem anymore. And businesses have gone out of business. It's very different from when you were here before. And we have had our city targeted by Black Lives Matter and Antifa during the time when they were rampaging across the nation a few months ago. Nashville was one of the cities that was targeted. And then we had the bombing by the guy that supposedly believed in lizard people and acted alone, but it's not clear why he chose to bomb outside of the AT&T headquarters.
So I'm going to ask you, I'm sorry, say that again.
That's how Nashville is doing.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. Right, I heard your chuckle, but I missed the last comment. I was talking over you. I want you to tell me, and this is truly, it's not meant to be provocative. How do you explain the popularity of the Black Lives Matter movement? Not the concept, but the movement.
Ignorance on the parts of many people that are supporting it. I think white people have been manipulated to the point that they see the slogan as a true slogan. They feel that they have to endorse it, and they don't realize that it is a slogan that was chosen for a political reason, and that the organization behind it is very Marxist, it's destructive for our society, and it's global. It does absolutely nothing to benefit black people in America, and I dare say black people in the world. But I think it's ignorance on the part of blacks that support it, as well as whites and those corporations that have enabled them by giving them millions of dollars. Well, they're just virtue signaling, but it has no positive good in the world that I can see.
That's a good summation. I have to believe, but I always tell you, look, you know me well enough, totally free to differ with me. I have to believe that a young black being told you're in an irredeemably anti-black society, it has to have a negative impact on the way they grow up. I'd like you to respond when we come back. I don't want to interrupt you in the response. Carol Swain's incredibly uplifting video is up at PragerU this week and obviously forever. Back in a moment. All right, everybody, I'm back with Carol Swain, former professor, now host of Be the People, a podcast. And she presents perhaps the most moving of all the PragerU videos we've ever put out. What I Can Teach You About Racism. It's the story of her life, Carol Swain. So I was leaving you with a question, and I know you know what I think, but I want you to answer only what you think, and that is...
Well, I have actually seen the impact on young black youth in my own family, and what it creates is anger towards white people. But also, it provides young people with an excuse for not working hard, because if the world is stacked against you because of systemic racism, it doesn't matter what you do, you're at a disadvantage. And so I think for some people, they use that as a convenient excuse not to apply themselves when they actually do have the abilities. And the young people that I'm referring to come from affluent black families. They're not poor, but they still are not achieving the way they should be.
Within the, let's say, just the blood-wise, or any way you would put it, because some are in-laws, some are adopted, but within the 10 closest, I don't mean emotionally, relatives, how many agree with you?
Some of the ones that had the most disadvantages, I see in my nieces and nephews a few that are achieving, and they came from difficult circumstances like mine, not as bad because they've had me, helping them, but I see them applying the principles. Of those who are not, they're not angry. They treat me in a very respectful manner. They may not agree with me politically, but I find more of them moving more towards conservatism. So it's a mixed bag, but I can tell you that the ones that I've had the most pushback from, and one is a very close relative, it's a person that has had every advantage.
That's right.
And
like the black writers at the New York Times.
Well, I mean, he's gone to the best schools and still has not lived up to his young potential because he thinks that systemic racism, there's nothing wrong with him. can say there's nothing wrong with him. He has realized that it's the other people, it's the society that has caused him to be, you know, in the situation that he's in. And the situation that he's in is he doesn't want to work.
All right, we have a few seconds, Carol. How does one hear your podcast?
Well, Dennis, I've launched a show that's almost like a TV show because it's filmed in a studio called Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain. And if you go to my website, BeThePeopleNews.com, you can see the Be The People podcast.
As God bless you. That's all I can say. I wish we had more time. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Alan's story.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can often cause pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, exercise, everyday living, all can be a real problem, even keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I suggest you do. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have created what they call a three-week quick start. It's a trial pack, and they've discounted it to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day, and after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's a three-week quick start for just $19.95, and you should know this. About 70% of the people who order the three-week quick start for just $19.95 go on to order more. So do what so many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on their offer and go to relieffactor.com and order the three-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.